This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. I remember being in the workforce, and I remember having a budget for my department. And I can't imagine ever going to the boss and saying, well, I think it's going to cost about $100,000 to build this computer system, and then revising it later on, saying, you know what, I was off by a little bit, and it's actually at $300,000. That's what the government does. They are off by these massive percentages in estimations. Rich, I think that happened during the Clinton administration when we started exaggerating and lying more and more about government statistics. Do you think that's when it happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, they lie about everything. I mean, food is really inflated by 40%. Healthcare is inflated by probably 800%. You know, we have, if you want to get textbook technical, we have three types of inflation. We have push inflation coming from producers, consumer inflation coming from rising wages, which wages are slightly rising just in a few areas over the past few months. And then we have excessive currency printing, which can be inflationary too. But when you look at the velocity of money, you look at the drop in spending, you look at 80% of people in debt, you look at corporate debt, we've talked about all this in detail, aging demographics. You know, the number one growth group in America are old people. The average, the peak spending for Americans is between 45 and 47 years old. So debt's going up, savings going down, we're living off of credit. You know, the changing of money supply only helps the elite. It only helps the big guys because it bails them out for the malinvestments that they've done. So, you know, there's a lot of consumer confidence issues about the future needs, especially for the little guy. And if 80% of people are living paycheck to paycheck, inflation of any kind is going to be a disaster for the great majority of Americans. And this is why we have to go back to the land. We have to start buying a little bit of acreage and looking at things as in a hobby farm scenario, because that's the only thing that's going to make a difference to the pocketbook and the skill sets and the survival of the little guy. And we can't look at prosperity and hitting it big unless you're part of the crowd. You know, the bread and circuses, like the distractions, which is a professional athlete would be one example, or an actor, which you're owned by not just by Hollywood but by China now. And then, or you're part of the dumbing down crowd, which you're like a professor, which I've talked about at the University of Illinois, and there's hundreds of these examples where the same math is racist, white supremacist, and should be subjective. That's about as stupid as you can get. Or you're part of the divide and conquer crowd. And we should stop saying divide and conquer, because it's divide to conquer. So, you know, when you live in, I mean, this Orwellian 1984 Twilight Zone episode that we're living in, I mean, we're well beyond that stuff. Even Orwell or the best writers in the world for science fiction couldn't come up with some of the crap that we're living in today. And this is why the narrative has to be held by the people, by the little guy. This is why we have to stand for principle, the same rules, laws, and counts. accountability for everybody. Truth. If someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're from, then you get to do it too. And then let's have practice what you preach laws. Everything is done in our society to protect the big guy. It's just like this, all these declassifications. Like, let's just take FISA. Never mind the Epstein situation. The Obama administration illegally spied on American citizens, spied on the Republican Party, spied on Donald Trump, while corrupting the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ to do, when I say do, to create, to implement things like treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering, and other stuff against the rule of law. I'm not repeating things because I'm trying to be condescending to the audience. I want to make sure that this is well heard. And this will be by far the worst government scandal and threat to our Constitution, our civil liberties, in the history of our nation. This affects our confidence, consumer confidence. This affects our commerce. Everything is done. That's why I said the other day on Tuesday, and I'm paraphrasing what I said, but if the Epstein names don't come out at the highest levels, if the FISA, all these things that we've asked for declassification over the past several months, Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, all the geoengineering and weather modification tools, all the documents related to Barack Obama and the billions of dollars of cash given to Iran, all the documents about 9-1-1, all the documents related to alternative energies. These are some of the things that the people have been asking for. If this doesn't come out before the election, hopefully before the end of the year, the calendar year, if this stuff doesn't come out, forget about saying the word America. Forget about sovereignty. Forget about freedom and liberty. Forget about any supply and demand in free markets regarding commerce. Forget about common sense and logic. Forget about the rule of law. It's all gone. This is the turning point right now, the next few months. If these declassifications that I just mentioned does not come out at the highest levels, I don't mean a slap on the wrist. I'm talking jail time, prison time for life. I'm talking military tribunals, because that's what treason, sedition, and espionage is. Even using foreign countries as foreign spies against the American people. If this stuff doesn't happen, we can talk all day about hammers and wrenches and China. If this stuff doesn't happen, America and everything about it, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the million-plus American soldiers who died for our freedoms and liberties, it'll be all for naught. Vince?
Rich, you talked about inflation, different causes of inflation. And class inflation is really simple. It can be viewed as more money chasing the same amount of goods. So more money causes the goods to rise in price. And what causes more money? Well, the printing of it certainly does. Now, that's a problem, because before the Federal Reserve came into existence, we didn't have inflation. There's no such thing as inflation. But since the Federal Reserve, we have inflation. You combine that with what Rich is talking about, which is called stagflation. This is like the worst of two things that could happen. Stagflation is wages stop increasing. Prices go up, and wages don't go up. So it'll cost more for fuel. It'll cost more for food. It'll cost more for housing. Everything will cost more. And you'll have less money to buy it with. That's the worst possible scenario that I can think of. And that's where we're going. It's already started. We're already here, the early stages of it. And imagine the impact of that. That would be more unemployment. More unemployment. People are losing their homes because they can't pay their medical bills. A doctor's visit used to cost $7 when I was a child. $7. Now it's $140. And you actually used to talk to the doctor. Now you get 7 minutes. Everything is going wrong against the little people. Everything. I can't think of anything that's going in our favor. Nothing. Rich, do you have an additional definition of stagflation?
Well, that's pretty much the what most people refer to is regarding the wage situation. But there's so much more. See, even though inflation is going up in certain areas, I think it's mostly manufactured and can be prevented. It's mostly done to protect the big guys. You know, like I talked many times over the air, fractional reserve lending, printing money out of thin air for the central banks, stock buybacks. And I've gone into great detail, as you know, that shows how we're bailing out the rich, too big to fail and too big to jail. And a lot has to do with bank and Wall Street liquidity. But as we lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, for printing money, using group identity politics, you know, the deflationary results along with stagflation disincentivize the worker, the value, the process along the way. So consequently, increasing bankruptcies, defaults, and delinquencies. So economic cycles, wealth inequality, debt increasing is going to continue. When we have bankruptcies, defaults, and delinquencies, it doesn't affect the big guy. The big guy usually gets bailed out. It affects the little guy. So that means there's more cost shifting. Let's look at a micro example. Let's say we have a town of 10 people, and there's one store. Okay, let's say that, or two stores. It doesn't matter. And let's say four people or five families, and what's a family today, so I say that in quotes, let's say they go bankrupt. So those families owe the store some money. What's the store going to do? It's going to have two choices. It's either going to go into bankruptcy itself or some type of default situation, or it's going to cost shift the price of the goods and services and products from that store. So the other four or five families who didn't go bankrupt are going to have to pay for it through cost shifting. So no matter which way we go, it's going to lead to less lending, which creates a decrease in money supply. But if they're going to be increasing money supply, it's going to be even worse, and they're going to say, well, we can't have deflation. We're going to go into inflation, which is the absolute wrong thing in the state that we're in. So even if these loans are repaid, they're not creating wealth. And it deflates the bubble by cheap money, non-legitimate dollars. So shuffling dollars and creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning sources activates and discredits the whole system. And manufacturing power, decreased productivity, everything goes down. And that's why 80% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Remember, percentage interest rates are a function of growth, wages, and inflation. You throw supply and demand in there, you throw in debt. It's a lot worse than that.
We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about
what would your
Epstein.
Life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us in class. In case you're wondering who owns YouTube, that would be Google. Google bought YouTube in 2006 for a little over $1.5 billion. And so YouTube is owned by Google. And the reason I'm mentioning this is people are wondering why there's so many commercials on Ron Gibson's YouTube channel. That's Google. Google inserts them. And I believe, it is my opinion, that Google is trying to discourage people from learning how to do things, how to protect themselves, how to defend themselves, how to prepare for their families. And so those of you who are interested have to put up with all these commercials on YouTube. We've had as many as 9. Now, Ron Gibson strips out all the commercials from the network, meaning GCN. They're all stripped out, with GCN's permission and with mine. And then Google puts 9 of them back in. So that's where they come from, in case you were wondering. But Stephen, we were talking about stagflation, inflation. And what about Epstein, his death? We know that he was a very high-profile prisoner in the U.S. prison system. He was in the news every day, all day. We know that he had dirt on high-ranking Democrats in his pedophile sex ring. We know that he had cameras recording the movements on Pedophile Island, where he had these young girls made available for the pedophilia desires of people who know better. It was a huge cartel, and many people believe that he was a guy who was paid to entrap, ensnare, and video and get evidence. Boy, the minute I talk about him, I can see the frame loss on this broadcast. I can see it on the screen. It looks like, according to lots of articles that I've read, that Jeffrey Epstein was not this brilliant financier. His job was to ensnare people and to use their weakness with the desire for young underage girls in pedophilia so that he could get dirt on them, get information on them, put them in his black book and use that to, and a lot of people think blackmail these pillars of society, these leaders of industry, these leaders of government, so that they could be blackmailed into doing whatever the runners, the rulers of the planet want them to do. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's been 40 years since there was a suicide in that prison. He had a bunch of broken bones in his neck. Let me share two articles from the alternative/new media. Epstein's guards falsified records to say they had checked on him. Next article. New York City police chief who seized Anthony Weiner's laptop resigned from the force to take up a cushy job at the Clinton firm. Let me reread that, please. Here's an article published in the public domain. All the articles I refer to is published in the public domain. This isn't Rich and Vince making up narratives. Okay, here it goes again. New York City police chief who seized Anthony Weiner's laptop resigned from the force to take up a cushy job at the Clinton firm. Now, I know this audience, this question is going to be irrelevant, rhetorical. But why would anybody these days, anybody who has any ounce of common sense, believe or listen to the mainstream media? Why? It's all false flags, lies, propagandas, and hoaxes. Everything. Everything. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An investigation's begun in New York City after three suspicious devices were found inside a Manhattan subway station and a street corner nearby during the height of the morning rush hour.
Police say what appeared to be rice cookers were placed by garbage cans in the Fulton Street subway station by a man police now want to talk to. They say the suspicion is they were purposely placed to look like possible bombs. Israeli officials have reversed course and now say they would allow Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan to enter Israel as she had wanted to on Sunday. The Democrat had wanted to visit with her grandmother and other residents of the West Bank. However, Tlaib is now said to be canceling her trip, even if Israeli officials were willing to let her visit. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we've been talking about the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and some of the things that just aren't right. And as Rich even mentioned, the autopsy showed broken bones in his neck, which were common in strangulation deaths. So I don't know anybody who believes that he killed himself. I really don't. And one of the reports on thegatewaypundit.com says that Epstein told his lawyers on Friday, the day before his death, see you on Sunday. And they found him dead on the day before, Saturday. The guards didn't check Epstein for hours. There were reports of screaming. There were reports of screaming the morning Epstein died. As Rich said, that prison had not had a successful suicide in 40 years. Epstein said that he was the victim of an attempted murder 3 weeks prior. His former roommate was facing mass murder charges. And Epstein had dirt on global elites. He had dirt on them. So what would a king do? What would royalty do if they were faced with someone who was going to trial and had dirt on them? What would they do? What happened to Princess Diana? Why was she murdered? What did she know? What was she going to do? How was she going to compromise royalty? And by the way, she was royalty. She was a cousin of her husband. Yes, she was, a distant cousin. So, Epstein, we know, had dirt on lots of high-ranking people who are of fame, money, power, control, and they'd have a lot to lose, maybe even their lives, if that dirt came out. You know, in prison, the worst thing that a prisoner could be is a cop in a prison. The second worst thing would be a pedophile. Actually, they're probably running neck and neck, entering the prison system as a pedophile or as a cop would be the two most dangerous things to be a prisoner, in terms of your life continuing after entering the prison system. And so having all this dirt on all these people who would probably go to prison if they received a fair trial, they would be in fear of their lives. So it's really clear to everybody I've talked to that Jeffrey Epstein's death was because of what he knew and who he knew. Rich Sheehan?
Well, let me go to a few articles here. Feminist strips naked in front of children for art display. This is called grooming kids to normalize pedophilia, so they can get it in the books and hopefully save these people in case this information comes out. Next article, illegal immigrant bought baby for $80 in Guatemala to get priority release in the U.S. Let me repeat that. Illegal immigrant bought baby for $80 in Guatemala to get priority release in the U.S. So what's going to happen to that baby? Is it going to go into the pedophile coffers? I don't know. This is the problem with our, you know, next article here. FBI investigating Epstein's death in Manhattan jail cell. You know, when you read that article, I'm sure everybody in this audience are thinking of words like pot kettle, fox, hen house. I remember reading an article just on Tuesday, Vince, or last week, I can't remember when it was, when the FBI was helping. This was an article, a published article. The FBI helped Hillary Clinton bleach bit and hammer and get rid of email evidence. Think about that. This is why there's so much stupid news and distractions. You know, like Elizabeth Warren just said that Donald Trump, when he gives a talk, is winking and nodding at white supremacists in the audience. Okay, this is the same person. This is Senator Warren's math. Pardon my digression here. She's talking about gun taxes. 30% gun tax, 50% ammo tax equals 80% drop in deaths. You can't define stupid more than that particular statement. And I'm going to go back to a statement that I say once in a while when applicable. An Illinois Democrat, Representative Danny Davis, says it's acceptable for only wealthy individuals having access to firearms if a 50% federal tax on all guns and ammunition becomes law. the serfs. See, we don't have practice what you preach laws. That's the problem. We expect the aristocracy, who tells us how to live, what to do, what to say, how to think, but they're not doing what they're telling us to do. And this is why the authoritarian, socialist, tyrannical dictatorship that's controlled by fascism and the MSM wants to control the media first. They don't want citizen journalists. They want to control the police. They want Antifa to do whatever they want. They don't want due process because money is going to run the schools and the law. Speaking of schools, they want government controls of the schools, not homeschool, not parents. There's one article, gosh, somewhere in here. Anyway, I'm going to have to paraphrase it, where a parent was getting sued by the school system because they were saying derogatory things about the school system. Well, the parents pay for the schools through property tax. The parents are supposed to run the schools. But see, they don't want good due process. They don't want government. They only want government to control the curriculum, not the parents. You know, we're getting to the point that the left is saying how they're so great. They're calling the right Nazis, but everything I just mentioned is what Nazis and authoritarians and communists and socialists do. There's no difference today between communism and socialism. They used to say, well, socialism, they don't kill you. Yeah, they do. It's just made to look like a suicide, but they do kill you. So we need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. You know, we're not anti-government. I don't know anybody who's anti-government. But we're anti too big government, too corrupt government, too manipulating government, too overspending government, too incorporated government, too elite-controlled, too anti-constitutional government. So, I'm just going into my little rants this morning. and I'm looking at the time. Yeah. My gosh, it's 2 hours goes so fast.
Let me share this. NewYorkPost.com. NewYorkPost.com. Class, I don't know if you had a chance to see it on. It's taking the internet by storm. There's Bill Clinton, white-haired Bill Clinton. He's pointing at the viewer. He's lounging in an expensive chair in the Oval Office in this painting. He's wearing a blue dress and red high heels. Let me say that a different way. Bill Clinton in a chair, in a blue dress, like a Monica Lewinsky-type dress, pointing at the viewer in high heels. Okay, so here's what the article says. The artist behind Jeffrey Epstein's now viral portrait of Bill Clinton in a blue dress says she sold the painting at a Tribeca Ball fundraiser several years ago. She had no idea that he was the one who purchased it. In 2012, a grad student at the New York Academy of Art painted the picture of Bill Clinton and Bush as part of her master's thesis, explained the artist. Okay. Then the school put on a fundraiser and the painting was sold to one of the attendees. The artist had no idea that it would end up in Jeffrey Epstein's home. I'm going to read this quote from the article. It was one of several bizarre art pieces that Epstein, 66, kept in his $56 million mansion. The convicted pedophile also had taxidermied tiger and poodle and mannequin hanging from the ceiling, dressed up in a wedding gown, and a $5.6 million painting of a woman cupping her bare breast, end quote. That's what the article says. You need to look at this picture or this painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress and white and red high heels in the Oval Office. George, in New Hampshire, I'm so glad you called in. I've received several calls. Hey, is George okay? What's happening with George?
Well, I glad appreciate to hear your sentiments.
You're calling in. Yeah.
Hi, Vincent, and hi, Rich.
Hi, George.
in on, you know, you gentlemen are familiar with Whitey Bulger, right?
Sure.
All right. He was being held in a federal facility, and he seemed to have a charmed life, but right around the time that Mueller was really going into high gear, Mueller, the investigator, he was into Trump's supposed connection with the Russian so-called tampering with our election systems. Mueller was in charge of the FBI office when Whitey Bulger and his cohorts basically had an agent, Conley, in the FBI office who was basically protecting the criminal activities of the Bulger gang, while at the same time, Bulger was using the FBI to eliminate all of his competition. Well, he was beaten to death in prison off cameras, and again, federal facility, supposedly supposed to be protected, especially when you have a high-profile individual like that, you would be especially on high alert. Now, we're in a system, gentlemen, that's not unlike, if you go back to the days of the Crusades, supposedly, as the story goes with King Richard, the Normans, a certain group of Normans under Prince John had usurped the authority of the proper king, who was his brother, who was away in the Crusades and the Holy Lands. And what they would do is basically they were doing whatever they really damn well wanted to do. And when a crusader would come back, he'd find his lands confiscated. And if he was a high-profile enough crusader, well, they couldn't just kill him outright. They had to make it look like an accident or make it look like something else. And these basically, it was feudal times. And we're rapidly becoming back into serfdom again. As I'm sure what you've been saying, Rich, right along. And Vincent, you can see it as you just look at the statistics and year goes by about how they're encroaching on your farm, and they're encroaching on freedoms and so on and so forth. I hear the music, gentlemen. If you don't mind me hanging on, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. George in New Hampshire, USA Prepares Instructor, Rich Even, I'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. George in New Hampshire is with us. George, I have a quick question for you. I was on the phone recently with one of our instructors, and he mentioned that last time you were on, you were talking about a book that described getting workers ready for factory work, conditioning them, and it was around World War II era. Are you familiar with that?
I remember Joey requested, and I've been looking for the scrap of paper I wrote it down on, because sometimes you hear something on a blip, and it's like you just grab a pen and paper and you scribble it down, right? And then you put it aside for future reference. I haven't come across it yet, but I haven't forgotten it. But as soon as I promise.
Yeah. Just let me know, and I'll get it to Joey.
You know how I found out about that too? I don't mean to interject. Do you mind if I say one thing?
No, please do.
I worked for the post office for a time, for some years, many years ago, back in the late 70s. And I remember one time they had a pretty big school with a pretty big, long, it was one of the newer schools, and they had all these neighborhoods on the side of it where it was like a horseshoe shaped, where my deliveries were. They had what they called the relay boxes. They were the green mailboxes where the trucks would go ahead, drop off your mail, and you basically would have your satchel full of mail when you leave the post office. You'd catch a ride with a truck or by bus or whatever, or walk. And what would happen is that as you'd run out of mail, you'd end up at each particular green box. And what happened was, because it was in such an extensive area with a big school, big neighborhoods, I got to hear for the better part of the day the bells and ringing inside to connotate change of classes, breaks, lunch, so on. And I realized that by the time I was filling in this particular route, by the time I had come around and I completed most of the route, I suddenly realized, I said, wait a minute, I have a routine and a schedule out here. And all those students in here have a routine and schedule in there. This is something that came to me back in the 70s. And I said, you know something? I said, they're preparing those poor kids to basically take a job such as I'm doing. And I realized what they were training us for, factory work.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And in the factories, the factory whistle would blow to signify different events during the day. When you start, when it, lunchtime, when lunchtime was over, when the day was over, shift change. Yep, you're absolutely right. And that's what the other team wants. They want people who don't think. And the proof of that is if you're thinking and you're teaching the way we do, you get blackballed on the search engines, and your views are down. But if you talk about who's got, you know, great products you can buy, or who's got the best new appliance or the best hamburgers, lots of views. I can't believe the number of views that people get when they find some anomaly with a game. They found a hidden sword in a video game, and they'll get 10 million views. And what does it amount to? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's where we are today. People don't want to think. They can't think. And they can't even tell themselves to stop eating. They get so fat and they can't tell themselves to stop eating. So they need an implant to shock them so that they go, oh, well, that hurts. I better not think about Doritos anymore.
Well guys, everything is fake and phony. That's why I say everything is a propaganda, a lie, a false flag, or a hoax. Everything is bought
this?
And paid for. When you're talking
Rich?
About the system, it's all bought and paid for, especially at the hierarchy top.
How about this? So there are these two women, these plump women, and they were in Hawaii at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, and they had a sand art exhibit. Okay, someone spent a lot of time with this sand sculpture, and it had glass around it. And this plump gal hops over the glass wall and destroys the sand sculpture. And then her accomplice videos it on the smartphone. What kind of stupidity does it take to do that? What kind of a mindset? Why would anybody do that? She literally jumps, hops over this glass partition that is high enough to keep you out so you can look at it but not touch it, and destroys it. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. People are beyond stupid. And what do you do with them? I think prison is the way. Prison with maybe breaking rocks. Maybe breaking rocks is the way to do it. Hard labor to get people to understand that they can't destroy private property. They can't do this without ramifications, without consequences. And it's like the mail guys who would throw the mail down the sewers. George, you've heard of that, right? Instead of delivering it.
Yeah, I was told about that story, yeah. When I was in the post office, they said, you know what he said? He was a poor section of town. He goes, look, all they wanted are the checks and the first class mail. And after weeks and months of doing it, one day there was a flash flood and everything came flooding out and the postal inspectors had a field day. So, but you see, it's honesty and integrity. You know that. And
yeah.
Like
Go
I
on.
Said, but you're in a movie. Look at it that you're in a movie, Vincent and Rich. You're in a movie. And they have a script that they're writing and they're playing their parts, and I don't believe either camp.
Yeah. We're out of time. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.